You know, Engage is, it covers every single way that a person can connect with one of our clients using the mobile device. Could be text, talk, photo, you know, WhatsApp, anything like that. And of course, you can, you've got all the media channels here because it's very easy to tag up all the media with Engage. You could have an SMS short code, whatever it might be. Acquire is what happens after that. You know, if you're going to open the door to these people, you should be ready to respond, right? How many brands do great, fantastic mobile campaigns with 30, 40,000 engagements, people texting in, and then 6 months later do nothing with that database? So acquire is, I think of it like radio. You know, we're the broadcaster and these are the radios, and every time one of our people texts into us, we take their number and we start talking to them. And we continue to do that, and our acquire becomes something of its own asset. And then finally, activate, and there's a bunch of different ways. I'm starting to talk about couponing again, because, you know, I think it's kind of probably about time it started coming on. I just want to keep pushing on that, and we'll see what we think of that anyway. So Engage, well, we do quite a lot of stuff with visual in the lab, and I just want to tell you some theory behind that. We looked at the internet, what were the killer apps? Chat, publish, and search, right? So everyone knows this is the, well, you might not know, this is the ICQ flower, chat rooms. Publish, YouTube, blogging, all that kind of thing, and then Google search, killer apps of the internet. If you apply it to mobile, chat's very much done with text and talk. Publish is going to be huge, and Facebook's massive on the iPhone and all the rest of it. But search, well, potentially that could be one of the killer apps of mobile right now. Discovery, search, all this kind of thing. So, with the phone, I mean, we live in a multimedia world, right? Surrounded by pictures and images. And perhaps the mobile phone with its camera would inspire a new generation of search tools. If we think about search, internet search, you want to find me on Google Images, put Scott Seaborn in, but you'll probably have to put blue stripy shirt or some meta tag. So when you upload an image to Google, you have to put a word with it so Google can find it. It's actually quite clunky, if you ask me. Sorry, Mr. Google down there. But it is. So on that basis, what about visual search? Well, if we can, you know, open the camera on the phone and search the world, and yes, Google are doing Street View, which is mapping the whole world visually, you know, it's going to become really interesting. So, visual search. Well, I just want to show you a campaign here that hasn't broken yet. It breaks next week. This is our first foray into augmented reality. It's a visual search application for IBM at Wimbledon. And basically, it's an Android app. You open it on your phone. And it says, welcome to the championship. This isn't the logo. We haven't had the logo approved yet. But it's got some options. So you can click camera, where that red dot is there, and it'll open your camera while you're at the event, and you can just look around the world. But what it does is it uses visual search to tell you what you're looking at. So we have these augmented reality bits of data popping up. This is center court. Here's the toilets. Here's the sandwich kiosk, this kind of thing. And it literally shows you, you know, what's going on at the time. You can click on stuff to get more information, and then there's other options at the bottom. So we've got a timeline here. You can click on the timeline and up will come what's happening right now. So center court, Nadal has just lost his second set, and you can get take me there. So where that red dot is, it says take me to see Nadal, and what it will then do is it will come up with a map and show you the way there. And then there's more options we've got at the bottom here. Look for, you can click on look for, and in this case I've chosen to look for the toilets. And then it will come back to you, and you know, as you wander around with your camera up, will pop an arrow and tell you where the toilets are. So this is a fantastic example of visual search. We've got some other different ones here. Use an algorithm, image recognition algorithm, to map the Brazil tourism logo. Take a photo of the logo. We recognise it, you know, 99.9% of the time, and then send you back a video about Brazil and further information. Very simple campaign. This is a nice. Brief and a lovely bit of creative using visual search. United Nations, the brief was to give underprivileged people a voice. It was an Australian campaign, so you had Aboriginal people, homeless people, this kind of thing. There were 12 subjects. What we did was algorithm the mouths of these subjects, and we had them in street furniture. And there's 12 different types of subjects, and really the boxes around the mouths aren't relevant, but it was, the campaign was, listen to me, take a photo of my mouth. So somebody would take a photo of this guy, it would be recognised, and then 45 seconds later, their phone would ring.